Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of drawing close to you, experiencing you. Thank you. Thank you for the prayer meeting this morning, Lord. Thank you for those that will make the small sacrifice, if we think of the big sacrifice that you've made in sending your Son, Lord. And so we thank you for those that will be here this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for those waking up all around the country, Father God, South Africa, Africa, and the world, Lord, to draw close to you. Thank you, Lord. Bless them. Raise up your body at this time. God, we pray for the Kirk family, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Blessed are those that are persecuted for my name's sake, sir. I know it's the family is feeling it now, Lord, but I just thank you that you just be there with them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for moving and motivating your body like never before, Father God. We thank you. We believe it's a time for the final outpouring, Lord, for the raising up and the separation of the sheep from the goats. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 16, verse 15 to 18. Brothers and sisters, you know that those of the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves for ministry to God's people. Now I urge you to be subject to such leaders, treating them with courtesy and respect, and to everyone who helps in the work and labors for the benefit of yourselves and the church. I rejoice because Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaeus have arrived, for they have made up for your absence. They have refreshed my spirit as well as yours. So fully acknowledge such men and deeply appreciate them.
Hallelujah. So here we've just got some scriptures in that, you know, where we need to appreciate our leaders, the Christian voice out there, the pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists, because, yeah, they are making sacrifices, they are showing their dedication, and, yeah, we need to encourage them, because we see in these times many is turning from the faith, especially leaders, but everyone. I mean, this is encouragement to the whole body. We've all got to just stir ourselves up. And the only way we can do that is drawing close to the one that has all love, has all faith, has all the answers for our lives. Our names are written in heaven. That's our story. That's our inheritance, our death. So each and every one of us must just draw close in that there. I like that what it says here in the end here in verse 18. They have refreshed my spirit as well as yours. So when our spirit gets refreshed, that's when we can refresh other spirits. There's this wonderful scripture in Philemon for the Lanis and Philemon for the others. Philemon, it says, let the communication of your faith be effective by the acknowledging of every good thing in you in the Lord. So you can't acknowledge good things in the Lord if you haven't drawn close to the Lord and the Lord hasn't met you and written his law on your heart and on your mind. It's from that fellowship that you can share what you've seen and heard in word and in deed. So be blessed again to know you've got a big God. He's not just pie in the sky. God is a very present help. We make so much of the devil and his work and what's going on. I mean, that assassination now in America of that young man that loved the Lord. And that's it. We make much of that. But there is so much more to be made of. And that's about the goodness of God that is here. That we've got a God that's very present. He's so much bigger, so much more supreme. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love the scripture that says that the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell in Christ. And we have come to fullness of life in Christ. So in Christ, we have the Spirit, we have the Son, we co-heirs with the Son, and we have the Father's love. So be blessed to know you are more than an overcomer. You are so much greater than the problem, because we have got a wonderful, living, moving, beautiful God that's given us a beautiful covenant, and we need to stay in tune with that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.